All right, Acts 17.
使徒行传第十七章。
And there are three separate events that take place in this chapter.
在这章里面有三样不同的事情发生。
From verses 1 through 9, the Apostle Paul is preaching in a city called Thessalonica.
在从第一节到第九节，保罗在帖撒罗尼迦。
And then in verses 10 through verse 15, he's in Berea.
从第十节到第十五节，他在一个地方叫比利亚。
And then the rest of the chapter, from verse 16 on, he is in the city of Athens.
从十六节以后到结尾，他在一个城市叫做雅典。
And I want you to do a little study with me tonight on how the Apostle Paul presented Christ to people.
我要让你大家一起跟我学习他怎么样把耶稣基督告诉人。
The first two we'll look at somewhat briefly, and then the third one in a little more length.
第一个地方和第二个地方我们会简单的说一下，第三个地方我们会详细的说一下。
So let's go to Acts 17 and let's look at verse 2.
十七章第二节。
And I'll have David go ahead and read verses 2 and 3.
保罗照他数常的规矩进去，一连三个安息日，本在圣经与他们辩论，讲解成名基督必须受害，从死里复活，又说我所传于你们的这位耶稣就是基督。
Notice in verse 2 that he says that he, for three Sabbath days, he reasoned with them from the scriptures.
在第二节里他说一连三个安息日他本着圣经与他们辩论。
One of the first things that you'll always find the Apostle Paul doing is going to the Bible itself.
你首先发现的一件事他会先到圣经里面。
And that's one of the first things that you and I have to learn is the importance of God's Word.
你们必须也学会就是最重要的就是圣经就是神的话。
At this point, the Apostle Paul would have only had the Old Testament.
在那个时候，保罗只有旧约圣经。
But he was talking to the Jewish people there in Thessalonica.
他在那里跟犹太人，就是在那帖撒罗尼迦的犹太人在那里跟他们说话。
And that group had a great respect for the Scripture.
那当地的人都非常尊重圣经里面的话。
And notice in the rest of verse 2, it says he opened the Scriptures and then he reasoned with them.
在第二节里他说他本着圣经与他们辩论。
To reason with somebody is to ask them to think with you.
跟他们辩论就是要他们跟你一起思想。
And that's what even today I ask you to do with me when I preach to you.
我今天也希望能够跟大家同样的方法。
I ask you to think through things with me.
我希望大家跟我一起把这件事情想明白。
And that's the position that the Apostle Paul put himself in when he preached to these people.
这就是保罗在那个时候他用的方法。
Then go on to verse 3 and look at the next thing that it says about Paul's presentation.
第三节我们看到保罗的那个他讲的内容。
It says that he explained and he gave evidence.
他举了例子，然后他又解释了。
And the evidence was that Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead.
他的证据就是基督必须受害，然后从死里复活。
And so the picture it gives us is that Paul went into a city and he opened the Bible and began to reason with people.
保罗到了一个城市，他打开圣经，他就跟他们辩论。
And as he reasoned with them, his purpose was to help them understand why Christ did what he did.
他跟他们辩论的原因就是他想告诉他们基督为什么这样做。
And ultimately, at the end of verse 3, he wanted people to understand that Jesus is the Messiah.
在第三节的最后，他想告诉大家的就是基督就是弥赛亚。
And so if you were to ask Paul, what is the one thing that you're trying to get people to understand? His answer would have been that Christ is the Messiah.
如果你问保罗，最重要的一件事，他想大家明白的话，就是基督就是弥赛亚。
And I always tell people that my purpose is to get them to understand who Christ is and what he did.
我也希望跟大家 讲解谁是基督，而且他为我们做了什么。
But just notice the basic components as he preached to them.
请大家特别注意他最基本的讲解的道理。
Let me tell you just these three things, and I'm going to ask you what they are.
我想告诉你们三件事情，然后我要问你们是什么。
All right, number one, he emphasized the Bible.
第一点，他重点突出圣经。
How do you say Bible in Chinese?
圣经。
Say it again.
圣经。
Shunti. How'd I do? All right, so what was the first thing? Shunti. Shunti? Okay. All right.I'm still not saying it right, but okay. All right, so the first thing he emphasized was what? Okay, you got it. The second thing he emphasized was that Christ had to suffer.
第二件事情他必须讲明白的就是基督必须受害。
Okay, so the first thing was what? The Bible? Shenti? Okay. The Bible, and then the second thing was he had to suffer.
第二件事就是他必须受害。
Okay, so he's going to go in and he's tell him, I want you to open the Bible and see why he had to suffer.
他就进去跟他们说，打开圣经跟他们说，他里面为什么基督要受害。
And then look at the third thing. He said, I want you to understand why that he suffered and that he rose from the dead.
第三件事情就是他受害以后他从死里复活。
Why did Christ have to rise from the dead?
为什么基督必须从死里复活?
Can you tell me? Because he is God, okay? But what did rising from the dead prove?
他从死里复活证明了什么?
That is true, okay? All right?But there's something more specific. Let's get a little more specific, okay? He conquered death. What causes death? Sin. Sorry, I'm not
waiting
for you.
That's okay. okay, that's no problem. 就是刚才他跟那个 Tracy 两个讲的，就是说，为什么从死里复活呢？就是他为什么会死呢？就是因为罪。
For every other person who sins, they die and stay dead.
任何一个人死了以后，他就是永远死亡。
And it is sin which causes death.
是罪引起死亡。
But for Jesus Christ, he died for our sins, not his own sin.
基督耶稣是为我们的罪而死，不是为他自己的罪而死。
And so death did not conquer him.
所以罪不能胜过他，死不能胜过他。
He conquered death, which means he conquered sin.
他胜过死亡，所以他胜过罪恶。
Now, the ultimate or the objective is that they will understand that Christ is the Messiah.
他想告诉他们的目的，最终目的就是基督就是弥赛亚。
And all the way through the Old Testament, that is what they were looking for.
所有旧约里面讲的都是这个事情。
Now go to verse 4 and look what happened.
请大家看第四节。
Let's go ahead and read verses 4 and 5.
他们中间有些人听了劝，就服从保罗和希拉，并有许多近前的希利尼人。尊贵的妇女也不少，但那不幸的犹太人心里嫉妒，招聚了些市井匪类，搭伙成群，煽动合成的人闯进耶孙的家，要将保罗、希腊带到百姓那里。
The Apostle Paul presents the message.
保罗讲了他之后，讲了道之后。
And part of the people accept it, but part of them reject it.
一部分人相信了他，一部分人拒绝了他。
And the ones that reject it are violent in their rejection of it.
那些拒绝的人是比较暴力的。
From a human reasoning point of view, it doesn't even make sense.
从人的道德观念讲，他这并不并不是很讲得通。
Why would a person reject the opportunity to have their sin forgiven?
人为什么要拒绝可以把自己的罪去掉？
And it proves to us the sinful human nature that we don't even want someone to help us sometimes.
这个就证明了我们人类的罪的本性，就是不也不希望能够把罪去掉。
And so that was Thessalonica.
那个是在帖撒罗尼迦。
And let's move to the second one, beginning in verse 10, Berea.
我们到第二个地方，从第十节开始，就是比利亚。
And let's read verses 10 and 11 to see how Paul presented the gospel there.
下面我读第十节跟十一节。弟兄们随即在夜间打发保罗和希腊往比利亚去，两人到了就进入犹太人的会堂，这地方的人咸于帖撒罗尼迦的人，甘心领受这道，天天考察圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
So they went from, Paul went from Thessalonica to the city of Berea.
保罗从帖撒罗尼迦到了比利亚城市。
What do you see him doing in Berea that was the same as what he did in Thessalonica?
你看到他在比利亚做的事情跟哪些有在帖撒罗尼亚做的是相同的呢？
What was the first thing I told you to remember?
我第一件叫大家记得的事情是什么？
The Bible. How is it again? Okay, got it. The Bible. Okay. In verse 11, it says that they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily.
在第十一节里说，他们甘心领受这道，天天考察圣经。
And so Paul came to a city and he said, the first thing that I want you to do is start reading this book with me.
第一件事保罗告诉大家说的就是天天考察圣经。
And he asked them to examine. That's the same idea as think through the scriptures.
他叫他们考察圣经，就是读了以后反复思考。
And see whether these things are true or not.
看看这些事是真的还是假的。
And that is the same thing that I'm asking people to do as a preacher.
我现在也要求大家做同样的事情。
I'm asking them to open the Bible and ask themselves whether these things are true or not.
我作为一个牧师也同样要求大家把圣经打开，然后看看里面的事是真还是假。
For example, we're asking whether it is true that every person is a sinner.
是不是每一个人都是罪人这件事情。
And you'll find very few people who would disagree with the fact that they are a sinner.
你会发现很少人说我不是罪人。
And a person who realizes they're a sinner realizes that they need someone to help them.
罪人他知道自己是罪人的话就需要帮助。
And this is what the Bible is offering. It's offering help to those who will acknowledge that they're sinful.
圣经就是要帮助那些自己知道是罪人的人。
Let's keep reading in this and see how they responded to them.
我们继续读。
In verses 12 and 13, it will tell us what happened again, and notice the similarities to Thessalonica.
下面我读12节和13节。所以他们中间有多有相信的，又有希利尼尊贵的妇女，男子也不少。但帖撒罗尼迦的犹太人知道保罗又在比利亚传神的道，也就往那里去，煽动搅乱众人。
When he came to when he presented the gospel at Berea, he had the same response as at Thessalonica.
他在比利亚讲道的时候跟那个在帖撒罗尼迦讲道的时候是有同样的反应。
Some of the people believed the scripture and some rejected it.
一部分人相信圣经的话，一部分人拒绝相信。
And don't ever be afraid to present the scripture and have somebody reject you.
你们如果跟人传圣经的话，有些人不相信，你们不要害怕。
There are many times that you will present the Bible and present the truth to somebody and they will not want to hear it.
很多时候你跟人家传讲圣经，他们不想听。
But how often people hear it and reject it, but later remember what we've told them.
不过 有不少时候你给人家讲，他们听了以后又记得你给他们讲的事情。
One of the reasons that we use the Bible so much is because God makes us a promise.
我们用圣经，经常用看圣经的话，就是神在圣经里面给我一个应许。
And that promise is that His word will not go forth empty.
就是圣经里面的话都是信实的。
I know of a situation where a man came to visit a preacher.
我知道有一件事，就是一个人去见一个牧师。
And the man was belligerent. He was hard to get along with.
这个人就是很难相处。
And the preacher would keep repeating a biblical phrase to him.
这个牧师就反复讲同一句圣经里面的话跟他说。
It was a phrase out of the Old Testament that said, "The way of the transgressor or the way of the sinner is hard."
是旧约里面一句经文，就是说那个罪人是很心很硬的。
And so this man would sit in front of the preacher and talk to him.
这个人就是坐在这个牧师前面就跟他讲话。
And the preacher would talk back, and he would end his statement with, "But you know, the way of the sinner is hard."
这个人就坐在那个牧师面前跟他讲，那牧师每次都跟他讲，是罪人的心是非常刚硬的。
And this preacher would just keep saying that one Bible verse to him over and over and over.
这个牧师就反复跟他讲这句话，罪人的心里是非常刚硬的。
And so when that man left that day, there was one thing that he kept remembering.
当那个人离开的时候，他就记得这一句话，就是罪人是非常刚硬的。
The way of the sinner is hard.
罪人是非常刚硬，心里是非常刚硬的。
And any time he drove by that church, do you know what phrase he remembered?
每次他开车经过那个教会的时候，他就记得那句话。
The way of the sinner is hard.
罪人的心里是非常刚硬的。
What's that? Okay, the way of the sinner is hard. Yes, if you continue in sin,It only gets harder.
就是那个人罪人的心里是非常刚硬的。Okay, 可能是我。Okay, maybe I translate. Where do you know where did that come from?
What verse, boy? I'm gonna have. I don't
okay,
know.
That's fine.
Okay, but I'll just let me explain it to him. It's
okay.
A verse that says that.You will reap what you sow. Okay.
你种什么你就收什么。
And the more you sin, the worse your life gets.
你越犯罪犯的越多，你的生活就越来越痛苦。
And so if you start drinking, and the more you drink, the harder your life gets.
你经常醉酒，你喝的越多，你的生活就越困难。
And so people turn to drinking because they want to have a good time.
人们喝酒的话，他们希望有一过得比较好。
But what happens?
就是喝了以后就是适得相反。
They end up drunk or arrested for drunk driving or bad things happen.
他们就喝醉酒，然后有的时候酒后开车会被抓起来，就是很多坏的事情会发生。
And that's what this preacher kept saying to that man.
那就是那个牧师经不停地跟那个人说同一句话。
And he was simply telling him, if you continue in your sin, it's only going to get harder.
如果你继续犯罪的话，你的生活会越来越困难。
And so this man left, and for years he didn't come back and talk to that preacher.
这个人走了以后，很多年都没有回来跟这个牧师再讲话。
But finally, years down the road, that man accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior.
多年以后，这个人终于相信主，接受了耶稣基督做他的救主。
And his testimony was that Bible verse, he could never get it out of his mind.
他的见证就是那句话，牧师给他讲的这句话，他一直在他心上，他永远也忘不了。
And that's why Paul starts with the scripture every time he talks to people.
那就是为什么保罗每次跟人家说话的时候都是从圣经里说。
And let's see what happened when he was there. In verse 14, let's read verses 14 and 15.
下面我读第十四跟十五节。当时弟兄们便打发保罗往海边去，希拉和提摩太人住在庇里亚。送保罗的人带他到了雅典，就领了保罗的命，叫希拉和提摩太速速的到他这里来，就回去了。
It got so difficult for Paul that he had to leave the city of Berea.
事情发生到非常困难的时候，保罗就必须离开庇里亚。
And again, let me remind you that if you present the gospel and it gets hard, that is going to happen sometimes.
如果你向人传福音的话，有的时候会情况非常僵。
We would love to present the gospel and have every person respond that we talk to.
我们很高兴，如果我们跟人家说的时候，每个人都接受你说跟他们传福音。
We have another man in our church that just went to Oklahoma over Christmas.
我们这个教会里面有一个弟兄到那个 Oklahoma 州去，在圣诞节的时候。
And he has witnessed to his father over and over and over.
他跟他父亲传福音，反复的传福音。
But his father is still not saved.
他的父亲仍然不相信。
And I don't know how long it will take before he understands what Christ has done for him.
我不知道需要多久才能让他的父亲相信。
And you and I have to be persistent in presenting Christ to people.
我们必须不停地向人传福音。
But now, let's go to the third instance in this passage.
我们看第三件事在这个章里面。
In verse 16, Paul goes into a completely different kind of city.
从第十六节开始，保罗到了一个跟前面两个不一样的城市。
And to get an idea, let's read just verses 16 through 18.
下面我读第十六节到第十八节。保罗在雅典等候他们的时候，看见满城都是偶像，就心里着急，于是在会堂里与犹太人和近前的人，并每日在世上所遇见的人辩论，还有以比古罗和士多亚两门的学士与他争论，有的说这胡言乱语的要说什么呢，有的说他似乎是传说外邦鬼神的，这话适应保罗传讲耶稣与复活的道。
Now, when he comes to Athens, he faces a different group of people.
他到雅典的时候，他的遇到的人是跟前面是不同的。
It says that he goes to the Jewish synagogue and he begins to preach to them.
他就到走到会堂里跟他们传道。
And as he went there, I'm sure that he presented the Bible and the same message that he had preached in the last two cities.
我敢说他到那个会堂里传讲的内容是跟前面两个城市是一样的。
But this passage gives us a unique little glimpse of Paul.
这一段经文给我们看到一个非常保罗非常特别的一面。
Where else did Paul preach or present the gospel in verse 17?
在十七节里面他还在那里跟人家传讲。
Where was he? I don't know what the word would be in Chinese, but in the second half of the verse in English it says, and in the marketplace every day with those who happen to be present.
每日在世上所遇见的人。
And so Paul went down to the, it would be an open mall type area.
保罗去了一个好像开阔的市场。
And it's the idea that he went down there and he began to go from person to person or stand up and preach to the whole crowd that was there.
他走到那里就是可能是从一个人到下一个人，或者也就是一群人，他就向他们传讲。
Paul was really burdened for these people.
保罗心里很有负担对他们。
Because he had seen the city as wholly given to idols.
他看到这个满城都是偶像。
And then in verse 18, it tells us that some of the philosophers started talking to him.
那里的学士就跟他开始交流。
And look at the end of verse 18. It tells us what Paul was saying to them.
18章18节最后一段，他说保罗跟他们讲的是。
And I hope you recognize what he is teaching here.
我希望大家能够搞明白他在这里讲的是什么。
Do you remember earlier I told you to remember three things that he was doing? What was the first one? The Bible, yes. Okay. What was the second thing that he did? What was it? He has to suffer. He has to suffer, okay. All right. And what was the third thing? He has to rise from the dead. Yes. So there are three things.The Bible, he has to suffer, and he has to rise from the dead.
三件事情，他必须，第一件是圣经，第二件他必须，受害，第三件是他从死里复活。
And so these are essential ingredients of the gospel that we preach to people.
这就是我们传人给福音的最重要的部分。
When we're talking to people about what the gospel is, this is how Paul presented Jesus Christ.
当我们跟人说这福音的时候，这就是保罗怎么向人传福音的。
He is the one that was predicted in the Old Testament.
他在旧约里面就预言他他有这个人。
He suffered for us in the New Testament.
他在新约里面为我们受罪。
And he was raised from the dead.
然后从死里复活。
And then the way he pictures it is, he rose from the dead and he sits in heaven now.
圣经里面说他从死里复活，然后他在天堂里面。
And so he is a risen Savior.
所以他是从死里复活的救主。
This is what distinguishes Christianity from every other religion.
这就是基督教和其他所有宗教的区别。
We do not worship somebody who died.
我们不是向一个死人敬拜。
We worship somebody who died and lives again.
我们是向一个死了以后又从死里复活的人敬拜。
And one of the things I hope you understand,
有一件事情我想大家明白。
Is how special and how different that makes us.
这就是我们是很特别的一群人。
That we're worshiping a living Savior.
我们是在敬拜一位活神。
The thing that distinguishes Christ is that he conquered sin.
基督与其他人不同的是他从死里复活。
And he proved he conquered sin by conquering death.
他为了要证明他能够胜过死亡，他就是从死里复活。
Now, I want you to do one last thing with me here in Athens.
这是最后一件他在雅典做的事。
All right, and we have some college students here, so they're good. They're students. They can think.
我们这里有一些学生，他们是学生，所以他们会思考。
The rest of this chapter is Paul presenting the gospel to completely godless people.
最后这一章圣经里面是保罗向从来没有听到过福音的人传福音。
The three instances we've looked at so far, Paul went and preached to the Jews.
第一个地方是保罗向犹太人传福音。
And what he knew about the Jewish people was they already believed the Bible.
犹太人已经相信了旧约圣经。
And so he could open the Bible and reason with them that Christ was the Messiah.
他可以打开圣经跟他们辩论说基督就是弥赛亚。
But I want you, brilliant college students,
我希望在座很聪明的大学生
to answer another question for me.
再回答我一个问题。
What does Paul say or what do they have to understand about God and Christ if you don't know anything about the Bible?
如果你对圣经一无所知的话，保罗需要跟他们说什么才能叫他们相信？
These men take the Apostle Paul and put him up on a platform.
这些人把保罗带到一个讲台上。
And give him an opportunity to speak to people who don't know anything about the Bible.
给他一个机会向那些从来没有听到过福音的人讲说。
What do you say to a person like that?
你跟那些人说什么呢?
Some of you may run into people who have never been exposed to the Bible or Christianity.
你们可能会遇见人些人从来没有看过圣经或听到过基督的福音。
And this becomes a very important passage because it teaches us how to witness to that person.
这就是这一段就是更非常重要的告诉我们怎样向从来没有听到过福音的人传讲。
So let's begin reading in verse 21 and let's read down through verse 25.
下面我会从21节读到25节。雅典人和住在那里的客人都不顾别的事，只将新闻说说听听。保罗站在亚洛巴谷当中说：“众位雅典人呐、啊，我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神。我游行的时候观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座坛，上面写着未知之神，你们所不认识而敬拜的。”我现在告诉你们，创造宇宙和其中万物的神是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。
Go ahead and read verse 26 as well.
他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。
When Paul speaks to this group, the first thing that you'll notice is he is very kind to them.
当保罗向这些人传讲的时候，第一件事情你们会注意到的，他是非常对他们非常温和。
Have you ever met somebody who wants to witness to people, but they're very embarrassing when they do it?
你是不是遇见有些人他想跟人家传福音但是他很不好意思
What if I come up to David and David is a lost man, he's not saved
如果我走到我他Pastor Wright 走到我跟前跟我说我如果还没有信主
And I just look at him and say David you're a lost sinner going to hell
就说我是一个罪人我要到地狱里面去
And if you don't get saved today, you deserve what you get.
如果你今天不相信接受主的话，你会这就是你的后果。
And Jesus died and rose again, and all you have to do is believe in Him.
主为我们受害而死，然后又死里复活，你只要相信他就可以了。
Did I present Bible truth to him?
我是不是把那个圣经里面的真理都告诉他了呢？
Well, sure, I did. Yes.Do you think he would get saved?
你会相信我会接受吗?
Well, it is possible.
这是可能的。
But probably not.
但是大概是不太会。
That approach is not very effective.
那种对方法是不是很有效。
As a matter of fact, the three times that we have looked at Paul coming into a city, did he use that method?
我们看到保罗到三个不同的地方，他是用那个方法吗？
No.
不是的。
He opened the Bible, and he reasoned with them.
他打开圣经，他跟他们辩论。
He showed them the scriptures, and why Jesus did what he did,and why he was the one that was proclaimed in the Old Testament.
他打开圣经跟他们说基督为什么做了他所做的他因为在旧约圣经里已经有预言。
And so Paul comes in very kindly to this group of people.
保罗他是非常温和的对这群人讲。
He identifies with something that's going on around them. They're big into idols.
他指出他们是敬拜偶像的。
And so he builds a bridge with them.
他在跟他们之间有一个沟通的桥。
That means that he finds something in common.
他跟他们找出一个共同点。
He said, I noticed that you have an idol to an unknown God.
我知道你们是有一个不知道神的偶像，未知之神的偶像。
And he said, you know,I've also seen that you're very religious.
我看到你们是非常 非常喜欢敬拜神的，敬拜的。
And that would be like me coming to David and saying, David, I know you're a very religious guy.
我知道你是非常虔诚的人，虔诚的人。
Okay. And would you mind talking with me about God?
你能不能告诉我神的故事？
Do I have a better chance of him responding to that?
我是不是这样讲的话，他更容易接受？
Obviously, yes, I do.
当然是的。
And so here's the question then that I want you to answer. What is the first thing that Paul emphasizes to this group about God?
保罗第一件跟他们突出的事情是什么？对，关于神的事。
What is the first thing that they need to understand about God?
第一件他们需要认识神的是什么事？
You're not a college student. You're not allowed to answer that. Okay. Hold on. If you didn't hear, did you get it? What was he emphasizing to them?
他跟他们突出哪件事？
Look at verse 24.
看第二十四节。
I bet you can answer it now. He's the creator. And Tracy told you. Look at verse 24 again.
看第二十四节。
David, go ahead and read verse 24.
创造宇宙和其中万物的神，那是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿。
When Paul is talking to people who know nothing about God, they have all different gods.
当保罗跟那些不信的人讲说的时候，他们相信个人自己的神。
The first thing he wants them to understand is that this is the Creator God.
第一件事情他要告诉他们的，我们相信的主是宇宙天地的创造者。
And that this is a God that does not dwell on earth. He's not made with hands.
这个不是住在人手所造的殿，它不是人手所造的。
And he wants them to understand that because this God that he's talking about would be far above any gods that they worship here.
他要告诉他们的就是他所敬拜的神是高超乎这些普通的神。
And so, if you're witnessing to people who know nothing about God or the Bible,
如果你向从来没有听过福音的人传讲，
before you can tell them who Jesus is, you may have to help them understand who God is.
如果他们从来没有听过这个我们的神，你在这之前，你必须告诉他们，神是什么。
In verse 25, he said that he gives life and breath to all things.
他自己将生命和气息赐给万人。
And he made from one every nation.
他从一本造出万族的人。
Let's go down to verse 27.
第二十七节。
And read verses 27 and 28.
要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实他离我们个人不远，我们的生活、动作、存留都在乎他。就如你们作诗的有人说，我们也是他所生的。
In verse 27, Paul assures them that God is not far away.
在第二十七节，保罗告诉他们，他其实他离我们个人不远。
This will be very different from the gods that they served in their idols.
这个神跟他们所认识的偶像是完全不同的。
Those gods they had to sacrifice for and search for.
那些假神他们必须要献祭，还要去寻找。
And now Paul was saying, I want you to understand how big, how huge God is.
保罗就想告诉我，我要让你们知道我们的神是非常非常大的。
He made everything.
他创造了一切。
And everything exists because of him.
地球上所有东西存在都是因为他。
This is how huge God is.
这就是我们神非常大。
But at the same time, he's right here.
同时他又在我们中间。
And as Paul goes on in verse 29, read verses 29 and 30.
下面我读第29跟30节。我们既是神所生的，就不当以为神的神性像人用手艺、心思所刻的金银石。世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
We'll read verse 31 in just a minute, but notice what he says here, that he wants all men everywhere to repent.
我马上要读第31节，但是我想大家知道，他要所有的人都要悔改。
What does the word repent mean?
悔改是什么意思？
Can you define it for me?
大家能不能告诉我？
Paul, what did you say?Uh-oh. Nothing? All right, let me define repent for you, okay?
我给大家讲悔改的定义。
If I'm walking this direction,
如果我朝这个方向走，
and I repent of going in this direction, what do I do?
如果我悔改朝这个方向走，我该做什么？
I turn around.
我转过来。
I go this way.
我朝另外一个方向走。
To repentit means to change your mind and change your action.
悔改就是改变你的行为和你的动作、思想。
And so Paul is talking to a group of people who are unsaved and really don't know much about God.
保罗在跟一些没有得救的人讲，他们也不知道神。
And so he says, the first thing I want you to understand is how big God is.
他说第一件我想你们知道的事就是我们的神是非常伟大的。
But that God is very near us at the same time.
然后他又离我们非常的近。
And you need to repent.
所以你们要悔改。
That means to change your mind and change your life.
那就是要改变你们的思想和你们的生活。
Now look at verse 31.
第31节。因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
He says, "I want you to understand how big God is."
我要大家知道神是非常伟大的。
He created you and he gives you life.
他创造了你，他给了你生命。
And you're responsible to repent.
所以你需要悔改。
But he's also going to judge you.
但是他还要按着公义审判。
And so you are responsible to him.
所以你必须你必须他你必须你会得给他回应。
Okay.So a person has to understand
一个人必须知道
that you will answer to this creator God.
你总有一天会要在他面前
A person won't understand the problem of sin until they understand that they have to give an account to God.
总有一天你要在他面前对自己所做的付出责任。
But notice the last part of verse 31.
请看第31节最后一部分。
In the first three times that we saw Paul speaking, he mentions the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
前面三次我们看到保罗跟他们讲从死里复活。
And here it is again.
他这次又讲了一次从死里复活。
Does it seem like...The preaching on the resurrection was pretty important to Paul.
是不是从死里复活是一件非常重要的事情？
Yes, very important.
是的，是非常重要的。
that I do not have a Savior who has been conquered by sin and death.
我们的救主不是是战胜死亡和
I have a Savior who has conquered it instead.
我们的救主是战胜了死亡。
Now, look at verse 32 and 33.
下面我读32和33节。众人听见从死里复活的话，就有讥诮他的。又有人说，我们再听你们讲这个吧。于是保罗从他们当中出去了。
Hearing about the resurrection of the dead.
众人听见他从死里复活的话。
Is where they finally said, "Oh no, we don't want to hear about this."
他们就讥诮他，说我们不要听这个。
Because they just could not believe the truth about Jesus Christ.
他们就是不能相信基督这个事情。
Now here's what I want you to take away from this chapter that we've looked at.
下面我要讲这个章的中心部分。
That Paul had some essential elements.When he presented the gospel,
保罗有几个重点，他向他们传福音的时候。
What was the very first thing that he went to?
第一个他从哪里去
？The Bible.
的圣经。
That was the basis of everything that he said.
这就是他所有讲的依据。
And then he wanted people to understand who Jesus Christ was and what he did.
然后他要告诉大家基督是谁，他为我们做了什么。
And the one thing that he always finished with was what?
他最后以什么作为他讲话的结束呢？
What was the last thing that Jesus Christ did for us?
基督耶稣最后为我们做了什么呢？
He conquered death, the resurrection.
他战胜了死亡，他复活了。
And the fact that he has been raised from the dead is proof that we will not be conquered by sin either.
他从死里复活就是告诉我们，我们也是战胜了罪恶。
And so you're going to have the opportunity to present the gospel to other people.
如果有一天你有机会向人传福音。
And so when you have that opportunity, always open the Bible.
如果你有这个机会的话，请打开圣经。
And simply show them who Jesus Christ is.
从里面圣经里面告诉他们基督是谁。
And what he has done.
他为你我们做了什么。
And then give people an opportunity to believe on him.
然后给人一个机会来相信。
And in each case, when Paul preached the gospel, some people were saved.
我们可以看到每一次当保罗传讲这些事情的话，有一部分人会相信接受他。
Even here in Athens, there are a few people who believed what he said.
甚至在雅典都有几个人相信接受他。
But along with the people who believe the gospel message, we also have those who reject it.
当然也有另外一部分人是拒绝他。
And Paul did not let the fact that there were some people who rejected the gospel stop him from presenting it.
保罗并没有因为一部分人拒绝的话而停止传讲神的福音。
He was faithful in every city that he went into to present the same message.
他到每一个城市都反复传讲神的福音。
And that's what I want you to take away from this study today.
这就是我今天想让大家所知道的。
That we're to be like Paul in faithfully and consistently presenting the message of the gospel.
我们应该像保罗一样，每次向人传讲神的福音。
We will have some people that will accept it and others that will reject it.
一部分人会相信接受，一部分人会拒绝。
But we must be faithful in presenting it.
但是我们必须向他们传讲。
Okay, let's pray together.
祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for the scripture that you give us.
我们的天父，感谢你把圣经赐给我们。
And thank you for letting us know about the Lord Jesus Christ.
谢谢你让我们认识主耶稣基督。
And Lord, as we have opportunity to present Jesus Christ to others,
主，当我们有机会向其他人传讲你的福音的时候，
I pray you'll help us to do that faithfully.
我祷告 祈求你仍让我们能够忠心地向人传讲。
Help us to present you as the creator and the judge.
让我们告诉人你是创造者和审判者。
And Jesus Christ as the one who saves us from the penalty of our sin.
基督耶稣是我们救主，救我们脱离了罪恶。
And Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit would convict.
主，我们请求圣灵帮助我们感动。
And change people in a way that we're not capable of.
让他能够感动我们传讲的对象，我们凭我们自己是不能的。
Thank you so much for your kindness.
谢谢你的恩典。
And Lord, I thank you for the people who are here tonight.
主，我感谢赞美你，我们今天晚上在座的每一位。
And I ask your blessings on their efforts to serve you.
愿你的福赐给他们。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉基督的名，阿门。
And thank you for.